America's Sweethearts is a new backstage comedy about Hollywood. It stars Billy Crystal, who also co-wrote the film, as a veteran press agent. Julia Roberts is a harried personal assistant to her movie star sister, played by Catherine Zeta-Jones. And John Cusack is the movie star's movie star husband. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
America's Sweethearts promises all sorts of send-ups of Hollywood egos and practices, but its most shocking revelation isn't a joke at all. It's that people in the movie business consider Larry King a tough interviewer. Yes, the king of the journalistic Big Wet Kiss, who naturally plays himself in this wet noodle of a farce, is portrayed as a dangerous, probing interrogator. Less an insider's satire of the movie business than a primer for psychiatrists specializing in self-delusion, America's Sweethearts focuses an occluded lens on the funhouse mirror world of Hollywood publicity. This distortion of a distortion does feature a handful of straightforward pleasures. Billy Crystal, who co-wrote the script and produced the film, has made sure that his character, publicist Lee Phillips, has a suitable ration of belly laugh-inducing one-liners. And Julia Roberts, who is now in the unexpected prime of a solid career, demonstrates that the last hurdle between her and greatness is her inability to pick a good script. But what's really interesting about this film is how it reveals the weird perspective of stars and apparently studio executives. The movie's directed by Joe Roth, now running his own hybrid operation after heading the Disney and Fox film studios. Roth isn't much of a director. His model seems to be the railroad station master who keeps trains running on time. But this isn't just a filmmaking blemish, it's an insight. For if Roth thinks he has done a fine job directing, that explains why so many mediocre directors have found Hollywood sinecures while legitimate talents have gone begging. Roth and his ilk think clumsy and quick is the way to go. The movie takes place at a Nevada hotel, part of a chain which gets plenty of free plugs, where Crystal Phillips is running a press junket. A junket is one of those notoriously cushy gatherings where the entertainment press is invited, often at a studio's expense, to spend a day or a weekend attending screenings and doing interviews for soon-to-be-released movies. In tune with the movie's moral obtuseness, a number of journalists have taken parts in the movie. How can they possibly pretend to maintain some sort of critical distance ever again from Billy Crystal, Julia Roberts, or Joe Roth and their future projects after having a high old time making a movie with them? Amidst all this corruption, Crystal and his writing partner, Peter Tolan, slap down a love story involving Roberts' character. She plays Kiki Harrison, the sister of and personal assistant to movie star Gwen Harrison, played with an astonishing lack of wit by Catherine Zeta-Jones. Phillips, the publicist, is trying to manufacture press interest in a movie by pretending that Gwen is reuniting with her longtime co-star and husband, Eddie Thomas, played by John Cusack. As much as Gwen is horribly egocentric, so Eddie is a pussycat. This naturally means he must be more suited to the doormat Kiki, though the dumb lug doesn't realize it yet. Here, Crystal's Phillips and Roberts' Kiki discuss the vagaries of junket love.
What the hell happened?
Bad morning. Preceded by 33 bad years.
Does this have something to do with Gwen?
Of course not. I love my sister. I love everything about her. Kiki? Kikikins? Who's smoking? I smell smoke. Is someone smoking within a 6-mile radius of where I'm standing? Stop them, Kiki. Stop them. Oh, ma'am.
The butter? What, are they out of butter? How can you run out of butter?
Well, I have one theory.
You know what? I need an assistant. Because if I had an assistant, she would be outside right now milking a cow, and I would never, ever run out of butter. Oh, Kiki, my butter has touched another food. I need new butter. Anything you want, honey. That's the way it goes, Lee, right? You're a publicist. You know anything they want, right?
Sounds all right, doesn't it? Crystal and Roberts do seem to connect a bit, so cleverly, the filmmakers have ensured that this is one of the very few scenes in the movie the two share. For the most part, Crystal stars in a comedy vehicle, while Roberts leads a romance featuring the unpalatable Jones and the awkwardly miscast and at-sea Cusack. Yes, by all means, let's have some fun about the personal lives of Hollywood citizens. Anything to distract us from the dispiriting mediocrity of their professional output.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.